Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour. Your host, Gene Hodge, is a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. With Hodgepodge Training, Gene uses a revolutionary training program process that packages each individual's unique hodgepodge of skills, abilities, experience, and passion together with computer technology to satisfy individual job compatibility and employer productivity needs. With Gene's process, thousands of individuals have gained enjoyable employment at competitive wages. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802. Or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 1-866-826-1340. And now, here's your host, Gene Hodge.
Good evening. Welcome to the Employment Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you out there to find your own opportunities because you can. And that's what this show is about, so we can tell you how to do it. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Glenn. Glenn's the guy that makes everything work. Glenn, how you doing this evening?
Great, Eugene. Great to be working with you. I'll tell you, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Hey, well, I really appreciate that. Okay. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you so that you get an idea in terms of what we mean by employment opportunity. And Glenn, if you got them, let them go. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas, is to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well. You are welcome to watch me do the show. And simply by going out to our Tan Talk Radio Network, which is tantalk1340.com, you can find that, find Opportunity Hour, and you'll find me. But I suggest that you watch me to do the show because this show is all about finding enjoyable employment instead of a job. And the reason I say that is because I want you to see me, because you have counselors, career coaches, HR individuals, and many others that are telling our most experienced workers that help make this country not to put stuff on your resume because it's going to date your age, as if we're not going to see you when you show up. And so I want you to see me to do the show. You just got you here in my background, and I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me because I know we see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you before you get a chance to open up your mouth. But more than that, I want you to get paid for your level of experience. I want you to get paid for those years, but also for you entry-level workers. I want you to know you count. And so I want you to know that we see you. Can't really hide anything. Yes, we do see you. I stress this on most shows. We see you coming, we see you going, we see your front side, back side. We see all of you. And we make our decisions and judgments based on what we see in addition to what we hear. But that's because you cannot see you. And I want to make sure that when it comes to employment, we choose you if we want to help you out. Outside of that, you're choosing what you want, which is the purpose for the show, which is called the the Employment Opportunity Hour, how to find enjoyable employment. Anyway, so I think you may have noticed that there are two books here on the show, and they were on the last show, which is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, because I'm an entrepreneur. I'm trying to change the world in one sense, and I have some books, hopefully, that I can sell that will help you to change you so that we can multiply that and we'll change the world. But these books are called, one of them is called The Purpose of a Resume, which is this one right here. The other one is called The Purpose of a Cover Letter. And it's designed for job seekers. And designed to help you find something that you will enjoy at the right level. Anyway, so that's what I'd like to have you think about. But I decided to share the book because I was talking to some colleagues of mine, and we got into the idea of talking about our products and services and what was I selling. Because as an entrepreneur, you're supposed to be selling things. And so I basically, we got to talking about some of the products and things I had, and I was told I need to start selling those in order to grow my business. And I decided to share that with you because these are books designed to help job seekers to find enjoyable employment, which is what this show is all about. I wrote the book because I wanted to share my development, which has a lot of that in there, but how to create a resume that represents you. Most of our society, we've been taught to make resumes for a job. And many of you have found jobs, but many of you have found jobs that you don't like. And that affects the people you work for. The CEOs right now in 2024 are paying over $300 billion a year trying to motivate you. And if you're not motivated, then your morale is not that good. I believe we have a solution for that. And it's a matter of getting it out there so that people know it. Anyway, so I'm doing the show basic on that, but the other reasons for the books is because I have an offer for you that I'm going to tell you about, whereby you can get a copy of these books. And I'm going to tell you how you can do it. And so you can go out and have an opportunity. The reason is because we're revising our website. And it's going to be changing along with the prices and things like that. But anyway, so during the time we're revising, the opportunity for you to grab what's out there is going to be open to you. Anyway, so, but the reason I wrote the purpose of a resume is to tell everyone who you are, what you have done, and what you like doing, so that we can think of things that you can do next. And next is so important because if you really think about it, most of you that may be looking for employment are looking for something that you know how to do, which is fine. The problem is you've already learned how to do what you are looking for to do again. And once you start doing the same thing over and over again, you become non-productive. And the bottom line is when you go home, you go do what you enjoy doing to relax. Both require the functioning of your unique skills and abilities. This book tells you how to put all that together. It's a little small book, but it tells you the purpose. And the purpose is because you want people to know who you are. It has nothing to do with the job. Who you are is who you are, that we have to choose you anyway. So my background is based on people choosing me to do things I could never imagine because I came up with the thought they must could see more in me than I can see in myself. And I wanted to share that with you all to understand you all have more to give that we see. If you allow us, we'll help you to do it because you're helping us as well as helping you. Plus, you're growing. Anyway, so that's the reason for the purpose of a resume. It's designed to say this has nothing to do with a job. It has to do with who you are so that whoever reads it, that they can choose you. Now, on the other side of that, next to the book, I'm going to wait till we time to the break. I'll tell you about the cover letter book because it functions based on having that resume done first. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that after we hear something from our sponsors. But you listen to myself, Gene Hodge, sharing with you how you can find enjoyable employment, and the key is right in front of you in terms of two books that I'm offering out there for you with a discount for you coming up a little bit later on. But we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Employers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodgepodge Training. Are you struggling to find ways to increase your low productivity and morale? We train employers on how to improve employee productivity and morale, saving you huge sums of dollars that you're currently spending on training, retraining, grievances, turnover, and lawsuits. If you have this concern, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put employer. Again, that's opportunityhour@gmail.com.
Job seekers, are you unemployed and ready to go back to work? Did you know that now you can get Gene's books revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment? Each book shows you how to develop a resume and cover letter using your life experiences. You will receive step-by-step instruction on the content, its rationale, and its importance for each book. His books are available in soft copy and digital formats on Amazon.com and HodgePodgeTraining.com. Eugene Hodge, an employment training consultant, has helped thousands of job seekers to find enjoyable employment at competitive wages using an innovative process by matching your needs with employer needs. The books are Resume, What's Its Purpose? And Cover Letter, What's Its Purpose?
To get Gene's books, go to Amazon.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for his books, choose a book. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Shop tab, choose books in a single or bundled formats. Coming soon, books in Spanish, Creole, and French format, all at HodgePodgeTraining.com. If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
Living in America. But they say you can do what you want to do, be who you want to be. I'm starting to question a lot of that right now, but that's what they say that you can living in America. I'm only here to help you, those of you that are in the workplace, going into the workplace, would like to advance in the workplace, how you can find something that you enjoy doing where the other people want to pay you to keep doing what you're good at doing. Now, something I missed the first half, I'm going to say, there's a formula to my uniqueness. I call it the formula for enjoyable employment. Here it is. The first thing to do is to do a self-assessment of yourself. Write down 3 to 5 things that you are good at doing, know how to do, and enjoy doing. Okay, so if you wrote down 3 for each of those categories, you have 9. If you got the 5, you have 15 things that you wrote down. And once you have that, I'd like to have you look at what you wrote down. write them down in one or two words so that it stimulates your mind. But write them down in one or two words so that you can actually look at what you came up with. And then look at how you could take that and structure that into a sentence or a paragraph whereby you could introduce yourself to somebody, saying what it is that you know how to do, like doing, and enjoy doing, in 30 to 90 seconds. I'm going to say definitely more than 30 seconds and not more than 90 seconds. And then the third thing is to understand this thing that's called networking. It's based on who knows who that knows who that knows who. I'm suggesting that with this formula that you can indeed find enjoyable employment throughout your working career, because it involves advancement, it involves people choosing you to do what you do anyway, that they see how we can use you differently so that you grow. And once you find that out, go share that with others. But anyway, but that's the formula to enjoyable employment. Anyway, so that I came up with. Anyway, so that's what I'd like to have you think about, because that's the reason I wrote one of these books. Now let me kind of tell you what's in the purpose of a resume. It has an objective. The objective is, what would you like to do? Based on that formula that I just got you telling you, what would you like to do? And it should never be a job title. It should be something that involves the functions that make up a job title, because we make up job titles. And you can make up job titles as well, but if we're not buying it, it doesn't matter. And if you can't back it up, it doesn't matter. But when you can write down or tell people what it is that you like doing, enjoy doing, all of those are things that you're motivated to do, enjoy doing, and like doing. So that's what's in your resume. But it also includes how to write an objective. The objective should be something that states, I would like to do any of those things that you came up with. I would suggest that you identify three that interest you right now, and then 20 minutes from now, look at that list again. Choose three. But anyway, and because you have an option of combination. But you would like to do something that involves your number of years experience doing those three things. Okay, now for example, I would like to find employment, okay, speaking, traveling, and helping lots of other people. Okay, one sentence doesn't mention the job, it mentions how long I've been doing something, because the resume has the jobs and people I've done it for in the past, because I mentioned how long I've been doing it. But the things that I like doing are the things that I'm motivated to do, that the other people already know. And so if you could tell people what you like doing, we can come up with titles, because humans make up titles. And the world changes every 3 seconds. We come up with new terms and new words. Anyway, so once you can do that, then you have the formula. Us choosing you to do what you enjoy will always involve advancement. Okay, if you did it, you'll go choose to do what you already know how to do. If we do it, we'll choose something using all of you and give you more to do so that you add on to those skills and abilities and enjoyment that you already have. Anyway, so that's what you're going to get in the book in terms of how to put it together. But it also includes your hobbies and interests. The hobbies and interests are the things that you enjoy doing when you're not working. They require functioning, so why not include the hobbies and the things that you do for enjoyment, because there's tons of people doing things that you like doing also. It opens up a huge networking thing. Okay, if you like roller skating or dancing or traveling out in the woods or playing sports or anything like that, there are other people doing it because they like it as well. So if you tell them what you like doing and where you've done it, in some cases who you've done it for, then we can look at what turns you on, because your background shows all the things that you like doing. Now, anyway, so you'll discover whether you've been going to do work that you don't want to do, and you'll discover how much you go home and start to relax and enjoy life when you could be employed doing exactly the same thing. But we have to choose you. It's not something you can choose, because you can't see you. But anyway, that's what's in this book that's designed to tell you about. And a lot of people say, well, don't put your hobbies and interests, which is what a lot of people say. I would say your hobbies and interests are all the things that you're motivated to do. There's a whole bunch of other people doing the things that you're motivated to do. That is probably the most important section that has to do with your activities that I want our people to know. I mean, so I'd like to have you think about that, because those are what's in this book. It tells you how to put it together in your own words. And the next book, which is called The Purpose of the Cover Letter, so that you can choose if you want to apply for jobs. If you look in the newspaper, out on the internet, then you don't have to change your resume trying to match up with what they're saying. Because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how you try to match up, it's can you produce it? Anyway, so this allows you to have one resume, which is about you and your life, that we can choose job titles for you. Because all we want to do is meet you. We already know what we want done. We want to meet people that can do it. And so we come up with titles. We can even change titles. In case you didn't know that, humans make up titles. Anyway, so it's designed so that you aren't applying for something that we don't think you can do, that you don't want to do anyway because you need a job. It's applying for something that you enjoy and continue doing what you enjoy as we choose you as you get older. But anyway, so you'll find out how to do that in this book. And so these books are going to be, the reason I'm offering those books is because you can go out to the website and purchase these books because the website is being revised, and so get them while you can. And they're on the Hodgepodge training site. Some are on Amazon. But there's more. These are just two that I'm showing you. But you can find that out because during the time that the website is being revised, then it's an opportune time to grab these while you can. But even so, I want to tell you what's in the book, because that's what separates you from doing what you don't want to do, recognizing what you do, that we can now recognize what you do, and that you enjoy doing, so we can choose what we think that we want you to do. Plus, we can pass you on to others based on other people telling you who they're looking for. Anyway, so that's the reason I have these books here that I'm sharing, and that's what these little books, they're not that big, but it's things that you can do that would possibly change your life and have you grow throughout your life. And I wouldn't be saying this if I haven't lived it. But that's about all I want to say right now. It's time that we get ready to take a short break, because I need to take a break anyway. But you listen to myself telling you how to find enjoyable employment, and sharing these two books, which are available to you out on Amazon and on the Hodgepodge Training website. But I'll be back to tell you a little bit more after a word from our sponsor. And we'll be right back. Job seekers, this is Gene Hodge of Hodge Parts Training. Would you like to have a job that you enjoy, or do you want to settle for something that you don't want to do? We train job seekers to find enjoyable and compatible jobs so that you're motivated and enjoy doing, and in most cases, being paid competitive salaries. If you are, send me an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. opportunityhour@gmail.com. In the subject line, put job seeker. And I will get back to you, and hopefully to help you find something that you enjoy. Purpose of the show is to help job seekers find enjoyable employment instead of a job by hearing tips that are non-traditional approaches
that you didn't learn in school.
But also to help you entrepreneurs that are out there who have businesses, you got products, ideas. It's to help you to improve this economy by putting you into action as well. We can help you there. So that's what we're here for. If you choose to call the show, you're more than welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. However, if you're unemployed or you're looking for a job, I will give you 30 seconds. You're more than welcome to call the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what you're looking for so we can help you. If you are an entrepreneur or a type of company that's looking to add people on, your network marketing company or internet marketing company, you're looking to add good people to your team, you're welcome to call the show as well. The number is 727-441-3000. I will give you the same 30 seconds. Tell us who you are, what you're looking for, and your contact information so we can help you get what you need and improve this economy as well.
My name is Larry LaBelle. I attended Gene Hodges' The Hodgepodge Formula class about a week ago. I think the course did an excellent job at helping people identify their skills and abilities, but more specifically, too, to help them see what they could do in the future, the things that they had not identified before, so opening up new possibilities. And just for that alone, it was excellent.
Think about that. Who do you know? The bottom line is there's a lot of people that know you that you may have never met. They know you or know about you because other people have passed the word on to them about types of things that you do. When it comes to employment, you want to find something that you enjoy. And the more you tell people what you know how to do, the more people will choose you to do what you enjoy because they're looking for people that want to do what they need done. And so this is how you have an advantage. But if we begin to multiply all that with many of you others, then we end up with a shift in productivity for our workforce and a shift in morale for our workforce because people are using all of themselves. And we're willing to pay you for it. Anyway, just something to think about. Anyway, I was going over the first half of the show. I was going over these two books in terms of what's in them. I finished what's a little bit inside in terms of what's in the purpose of a resume. And I had just said that the purpose of a resume is to tell people about who you are and what you know how to do and what you enjoy doing. But I also said it has nothing to do with a job. And I'm going to clarify that. The reason being is because if you're looking for jobs, then you will choose what you think interests you. And we don't know you, so you can share with other people who you are because they're going to choose who they think you are anyway. And so the best way to do that is to share with them who you are so they can think of things that you can do. The other way is you thinking of things that you can do. And for most of you, you've probably gone through the experience of applying for jobs and the employer says you're one of five candidates that were interviewing, and they pick one. It may be you, may not be you, but just four other people now go to find. I have to go someplace else and keep looking for jobs. Well, if you have one resume, people begin to know you, that they can pass you on to others because they know you in terms of what you know how to do, which is the truth. Things that you like doing, enjoy doing, that we can match that up to jobs that we're looking for somebody to do. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. That's one of the books. The cover letter is designed so that you, any job that you see, looking down, the difference is the jobs that you might choose and sending one resume, or allowing us to get to know you because you only have one resume. Lots of people change their resumes around trying to match a job without understanding that on the other side, we may be passing those resumes on to our colleagues. And the worst thing you can do is present a different picture each time when we're looking for the right candidate. Again, the best way you can do that is tell people what you like doing. Let them choose. But anyway, that's what my background has been. And so these books are designed to share my background in terms of understanding my development, which has in there, because you are being developed just as well. But you may discover many of you keep looking for things you already know how to do. So how can you grow doing what you already know how to do? Anyway, I'd like to have you think about that. You can also find The Purpose of a Resume on Amazon. It's in the Kindle bookstore. And you can find it there as well. We have a new edition coming out the first of the year. And I'm not going to tell you what's in it. But there's a revised edition coming out. We'll talk about that toward the first of the year. But anyway, you can find them on the Hodgepodge Training website. And I mentioned that earlier. And as far as the show goes, our shows you can find out on a site that's called Internet Radio Pros. Internet Radio Pros, you can find the Employment Opportunity Hour out there, and that's an audio version of the show. Anyway, so it's a podcast, but there are different ways that you can find the shows, as well as out on, you find that out on those sites, plus the WTAN website. But anyway, so it's designed so that you can do what you want to do, because in most cases you do what you want to do anyway. It's a matter of realizing that you are doing things to turn you on, in addition to what you know how to do and how to use all of you, and you're putting yourself out there so we can choose you, and we will. Anyway, so I like to just pass you on to that. But anyway, so our engineer is sitting back there. Glenn, you've been listening to me for a while. You got any thoughts, comments on how what I've said, and anything that you may want to add to it?
Well, I would say, Eugene, when you go into a job search, you really want to be thinking, to some degree, with an entrepreneurial kind of attitude.
Mm.
Because in a sense, you could be running a section, a part of the company.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, like you, that person may decide, hey, I'd like to try something outside this corporate or this office structure. So they're preparing, if they so desire, to take a step towards being self-employed. But in the meantime, when you're employed by somebody else, you want to do the best you possibly can. We've heard about this phase where people are going through quiet quitting, mm-hmm. trying to do as little as they can to get by. That's not a winning formula. And that's a great way to be shown the door in due time when you're found out. So if you're going into a job, go in with the attitude that, hey, I'm a part of a team. You know, you look at a professional football team, basketball team, whatever, you know, kind of team you want to talk about. Now, those people can't just decide, well, you know, the center can't decide he's going to quietly quit on the quarterback, you know, and just, you know, be haphazard about how he handles the ball, because that's going to cost the offense in a big way. So you better be all in. If you can't be all in, then don't try to get in.
Okay. All right. So I'd like to have you just think about that. Because if you think about it, probably most people will and have asked you, what do you like doing? And I've met people that don't want to tell you what they like doing. I don't know why. Because what you like doing makes you productive. And we can find ways of using that. And a team is made up of different people, different levels of knowledge, responsibility, experience. None of them are the same. The team works when everyone is doing their part. And very important to understand that most workplaces would love to have a team. And most workplaces are looking for teams, but they're very hard to find the right fit. And so, anyway, so something to think about, because our workforce is hurting at the present time, and who knows what's going to happen in our future. And many of us might not even have jobs, but we'll still be doing what we enjoy doing when they're not working. So, because the technology is changing us. And if you can get a piece of technology that will help you enjoy you, and that's even better, which is, it's out there to help you, but it's not out there to necessarily do it for you. It's to help you. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because it's those types of things that happen. And I want to stress that it's possible to happen on a show like this, which is called the Employment Opportunity Hour. It's you understanding how you can create your own employment, because it's based on the things that you, the only difference is, it's based on the things you know how to do and enjoy doing. Instead of you trying to match yourself up against some parameters that somebody else made up for you. And it's, you know, that's about the best way I look at it. And so anyway, so there are no tests in this book other than the ones that we create. But the test is not so much telling you how to answer these questions. It's asking you questions, and we want to hear your thoughts and opinion. From that, we can determine the type of person you are. And based on what we want done. And anyway, so other than the website, there are ways that you can hear more about my background and how we've done it and all that sort of stuff. So you can begin to understand that I didn't do it the traditional way. And so life didn't happen for me that way. So why not share the life I've had? Because all of you have a life, because it's yours. And so anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about all that. But do you have any questions for me? Because I know it's time for us to take a break. But when we come back from the break, if you got any questions, feel free to bring them up. And if any of you listeners out there, the number's on the wall here. I don't know if you can see it, but it's 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000. You are welcome to call and ask questions or get some comments. And the phone hasn't rang, but that's okay, because it's there. But you're welcome to call and ask some questions as well. But we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Job seekers, now you can access Gene's articles revealing a different way to find enjoyable employment, especially for experienced workers. His free articles titled, Layoffs Present Opportunity to Find Enjoyable Employment, Is There Really Job Training Available for You?, How to Find a Fit in the New Job Market, and Innovative Job Training Program, A Collaborative Model. To see Gene's articles, go to LinkedIn.com, type Eugene Hodge in the search box, look for articles, and choose an article. That's at LinkedIn.com. Or go to HodgePodgeTraining.com, choose Resources tab, and choose an article. That's at HodgePodgeTraining.com.
You were saying, you know, how society says we should get a good education and we stress about it and should get good training and all this stuff. So what's the difference between a good education and training?
Mine is great. Education is the exposure of many things. And so our school or education system gives us exposure and knowledge of it. However, if I told you, I can tell you how to write a resume. I can tell you how to hold an interview. I can tell you how to go greet someone. And it sounds easy with someone standing in front of the class that's telling you that. However, you doing it, it never works that way. Which means you got to do it once or twice or three or four times until it's acceptable. So that's training. What we're missing in our educational process is training. There's education everywhere. We're missing training. And if we got training, the employers would be happy. The educational institutions would be happy because their graduates are really performing. What happens is we have a lot of individuals with education and lacking the ability to perform. That's the difference. We focus on training.
If you happen to miss any part of the Employment Opportunity Hour, or there's a particular show you may want to hear again, don't forget you can check out all the past Employment Opportunity Hour programs by going to internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. All the shows are there, just click and listen. internetradiopros.com/opportunity hour. And you can contact Gene via email at opportunityhour@gmail.com. So you don't have to miss a minute of the Employment Opportunity Hour ever again.
I don't know how I know, but I'm gonna find my purpose. I don't know where I'm gonna look, but I'm gonna find my purpose.
Look here.
Gotta find out.
Right here on the Employment Opportunity Hour. Find out what that purpose is. I'll give you a secret. It's all the things you find yourself doing when you aren't working that you enjoy doing. Imagine combining what you know how to do with what you enjoy doing. Imagine what could open up for you. And we know that. All of us know that except you. And the reason is because you can't see you. We see you. All of you. But anyway, the show has been bent on promoting these two books that you can find out on Amazon, and we're shifting our website around, so the price is going to be changing. But if you go out to the website, you can find those prices there, and we're looking at having that done by the end of September, and so hopefully all of that will be there. But I want to just get into, I gave you the content that should go into a resume, or some of the content, and I'm going to give you what should go into a cover letter in terms of content. Okay, the first thing, the cover letter should have a date, the date that you write it. A lot of people leave that out or something like that. Should have identification in terms of who you are. Okay, who are you? Something that tells people who you are and what you want to do. The next thing is, who's the letter for? Never send a letter that says to whom it may concern. A lot of people do that. Well, it gets to whoever is concerned, which you never know. You want to always identify who the person is. Now, if you're doing a lot of passing the word around and sharing and networking, somebody's going to tell you who to contact. Or one way to do that is to call the company and find out who the contact person is so that you can address it to a specific person. Just sending in a resume is a piece of paper. If you got to deal with a robot, I would suggest that you bypass that as much as you can. Find out who is behind it that you're going to end up getting in front of anyway. Then the next thing is, the cover letter should have three primary paragraphs. It could have more, but these are the three primary paragraphs that I am suggesting. Number one is, why are you writing the letter? You need to tell why you're writing the letter to somebody. Okay, what's the reason? Number two is, you need to be able to have how would you perform the job? And the reason is because if you're applying for a job, you want to tell the other person how you visualize you doing it. And the reason being is because there's no other you on this planet. So how you might do something may be totally different than the way I would do it. The bottom line is you'll get it done. Anyway, so you need to tell them how you would do the job. Because there's only you. Because you're the one that's telling them. So that's the reason, that's one of the primary reasons why you don't have to change your resume. Because your resume is a story of what you've already done for the others. And then the third thing is, you want to, what do you want to do next? Okay, you need to tell whoever's reading this, what else do you want to do? Where do you want to go after you do this job? If you were hired, what else do you want to do after that? One of the worst things you can do, a lot of people do this, is tell somebody this is all you want to do for them. A lot of people say that. It's the only job I want. I just want to do this. The problem is the very person you're talking to, they want to do something else next year also, or tomorrow also, just like you. A lot of people make that mistake. Nobody wants to stay in the same job forever unless they really enjoy it. Anyway, so you need to tell them by performing this job, where will it take you to next? Okay, what is your next vision? It's very important to tell somebody what you would like to do. Okay, because people are going to be asking anyway. So I'd like to have you really think about that. Okay, then you need to have a close. Okay, close closes out the letter. Anyway, so that's a cover letter that you're finding with samples in this book. But it has a purpose. And the purpose is to tell whoever you are, based on who you want to send it to. And it should always go to an individual. And part of your homework assignment is, in a sense, to find out who the individual is. And obviously, if you're telling a lot of people, if you're networking, they will tell you who that person is, because they know the person. They may recommend you, which saves a lot of time of you trying to find people to give you references. But anyway, this information is going to be available for a short time that you can get out on the website. And if you like, you can send me an email to eugene@hodgepodgetraining.com and request the book as well, and we'll figure out a way to get you an online version of it. So that's why these two books are up here, is because I want you to know that I have something that you may want or may need, or pass the word, and go up to the website, call the station, do anything that you can, and pass the word about these, because a new version is going to be coming out, a different version. Anyway, so I'm not going to tell you when, by the first of the year, definitely. But anyway, we'll go from there. Anyway, so I see Glenn back there. He's smiling at me. Glenn, did you think of anything while I'm Well, I was saying all this.
Well, I was considering maybe taking one of your books home and reading a portion of it and then putting it in a file to be played on the air at some point.
Really? Oh, well, in that case, the books are here. Okay, I have a couple of more, and so anyway, these are available for you to look at and go from there if you like. But that's what I want our listeners to do. Go check it out. Go see for yourself. Read it for yourself, and pass the word if you want to help others, because it's different than the way I was trained or conditioned. And so I think this will make you a better person because you're doing what you enjoy doing, and only us can see how we can use you. And I'm suggesting that you recognize all of what you don't know how to do, somebody is going to believes enough in you that you can learn it, which is adding on to who you are as a person. That's what you add on to a resume as time goes by, but not something that you're changing for a job. It's telling whoever reads it how much more you've now gained. But anyway, that's what I'm talking about or thinking about. So, but our time is just about up. We're pretty much running out of time. And don't forget the website is called hodgepodgetraining.com. And you can find that information out there. You'll find some other products and things out there as well. And we're adding to that. So, but during the transition time, that's why these are being offered or being made known, because I want to sell as many as I can because things are going to be changing. But it's designed so that we shift the way we've been doing it in the past, because everyone wants to be happy, and most workers aren't. They're happy when they go home and relax and rest, but when you could be happy in terms of just doing what we see you capable of doing. And I believe I'm one of the examples that someone has told me to do this, even. So I'm right in front of you, sharing. And, okay, and so your role is to go share with others as well, so that everybody's helping everybody. Yeah, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because our time is just about up, and you have a homework assignment. And the homework assignment is to go tell everybody how they can get a copy of this book, and tell everybody how much you want to learn about you, so that they can take what you tell them and go pass it on to others. But our time is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. All the things you like doing, enjoy doing, and have been doing, there's a purpose behind all of that, and literally I believe you can do it your way. But the bottom line is, you're doing it your way when you're doing what you enjoy. All I'm trying to do is get you to transfer that into your working career and watch your career take off. Yes, because you can indeed do it your way. Go out and tell everybody and give us a call and tell us what happened.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Police have stopped an alleged plot to attack